各位弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, greetings.
真是感谢神给我们这么好的天气。
Thank God for giving us so good weather.
坐在里面好像都坐不住一样。
It's hard to sit here.
我今年在宁州整整第五十年。
This is my 50th year in Minnesota.
我刚刚来的那一年，我说我要赶快离开这个鬼地方。
The first year when I came here, I thought I need to leave here as soon as possible.
可是每一年我就更爱上这个地方。
But the longer I stayed, the more I loved here.
实在是四季分明，春夏秋冬各有优点。
The four seasons are very clear and very special.
我们今天早上主日学的时候在谈到罗马书里面的所谓普世性的启示。
In our Sunday school, we study Romans. We talk about general revelation.
我们看到神所创造的这么美，怎么会我们不信有神？
We saw the creation, how beautiful it is. How can we not believe in God?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
Dearly Father, we come before you.
我们在你面前谦卑下来。
We humble ourselves before you.
我们除去一切容易缠绕我们的心思意念。
We want to disentangle whatever keep us from you.
请求圣灵在我们当中运行。
Please let the Holy Spirit work among us.
掌管我的舌头。
Control my tongue.
让我们能讲出主你自己的话语。
So that I can say what you want me to say.
也装备我靠主的能力来工作。
Equip me to work according to your
word. 也让圣灵打开我们每一个人，我们的耳朵，我们的心。
Let your Holy Spirit open our ears, our hearts.
让我们在这里讲的、听的都能够得到造就。
Let us all, doesn't matter who is speaking or listening, be blessed.
我们这样子祈求感谢是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ.
今天这个题目叫耶基督精兵。
Today, the title is Onward Christ, the Christian Soldier.
我们知道保罗在以弗所书里面叫他写的这封信告诉以弗所的信徒们。
We know Apostle Paul wrote to Ephesians to tell them something.
他告诉他们有属灵很多丰富的属灵的福气。
He told them there is riches in the gospel.
他鼓励信徒们要过一个与蒙恩被召的身份适合的生命。
He asked the church.To live according to their calling.
到最后一章最后一段他警告信徒们。
In the last chapter, he warned the Christians.
他警告他们不要太过自满，不要太过安逸。
He warned them not to be complacent.
免得他们失去了对神当初的爱心。
So that they will not lose their first love.
而且因此他要他们佩戴神以他自己话语为他们准备的武装。
So that they can put on the full armor of God.
所以这一段经节十节到第二十节也是保罗最有名的经节。
These verses10-20 are the famous passage of Apostle Paul wrote.
所以我们今天从三方面来思想这个基督精兵。
We'll think about the topic from three aspects.
从我们跟谁打仗。
Who will wrestle with?
我们为什么打仗。
Why we should wrestle?
我们如何打仗。
How we should wrestle?
在这个1636年的时候
1663,
在 Massachusetts 州
，in Massachusetts，
那个他们殖民地的法庭通过要造一个学校。
The colony of the state has an announcement to build a church, a school.
那么当时有一个很年轻的牧师。
There's a very young pastor.
他的名字叫做约翰·哈佛。
His name is John Harvard.
他把他的图书馆跟他一半的财产捐出来。
He donated his library and half of his wealth.
所以他们就把这个学校叫做哈佛大学。
So the school is named Harvard University.
他们的目的是干什么？
What's the purpose?
是训练神职人员。
To train God's servants.
他们当初的前以前的毕业生一半以上是为传道人。
More than half of the graduates are God's ministers.
所以他们的校训是什么？
The motto of the university.
是为真理、基督和教会奋斗。
To strive for the truth, Christ, and the church.
所以称为基督精兵。
So it's called Christian soldier.
那么保罗他也曾勉励过提摩太要做基督精兵。
Paul also encouraged Timothy to be a Christian soldier.
这个基督精兵这个概念是从哪里来的？
Where this concept Christian soldier comes from?
我们得救的时候，基督是我们的救主。
When we are saved, Jesus is our savior.
可是在希伯来书里面说，我们得救以后，基督是我们的元帅。
In Hebrews, it says after we became Christians.Jesus is the author of our faith.
所以这个英文是用 author 或者是 founder， 可是中文的翻译是元帅。元帅这个字英文很难找，所以有一本英文圣经称作 captain。那 captain 跟元帅好像之间差一大截，表示是军人的意思。
In English, they use the words author or founder.But in Chinese, it's hard to translate, so we use general or captain, but really there's a big difference between these two words.
所以我们基督徒不但是神国的子民，我们也是基督的精兵。
So we Christians, not only a soldier, but also God's children, God's people.
我们跟什么人打仗？
With whom we should wrestle?
这里告诉我们有两点。
Here, there are two points.
我们不是跟一个有形有体的打仗。
We are not fight with the visible.
不是属血气的征战。
Not fighting with blood and flesh.
我们是跟管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
But to fight the principality in the heaven.
所以这个第二点。我们不但不是跟有形有体的，而且我们的敌人是多数的，有魔鬼为主。
Our enemies not few but many, and they are in the darkness.
所以魔鬼有很多的盟友。
There are many allies with the evil.
所以他们联合起来跟我们征战。
So they fight together with them.
那么我们为什么要打仗？
Why we should fight?
第一点，我们要为我们的成圣。
First, we need to be sanctified.
保罗跟我们讲，我们虽然已经得救，可是我们仍然有一个很长的成圣的过程。
Even though we are saved, but there is a long journey for us to be sanctified.
我们为了我们的属灵的生命，我们要有持久的跟不断的属灵的征战。
For our spiritual life, we have to be constantly to fight for our spiritual life.
我们谢谢大概是杨俊姐妹帮我们选的诗歌里面那个信心可以得胜里面谈到我们内有情欲外有恶魔。
We thank Sister Yang Jun to select the hymn we sang just now. There's evil outside and also sin inside.
Dr. Derek Thomas 是一个牧师也是个 Bible scholar。
Derek Thomas is a Bible scholar and also a pastor.
他说我们有三个敌人。
He said we have three enemies.
我们的敌人是我们肉体的情欲，内有情欲。
He said one of them is our nature, flesh.
然后有一个，我们的敌人是我们这个世界。
The other is the world.
这个黑暗幽灵的世界。
Dark evil.
那么我们呢在一个就是跟撒旦跟他的小鬼们一起作战。
We fight with Satan and the evil ones with Satan.
但是最重要的我们第一个敌人是我们要跟我们自己的罪征战。
But the first foremost is the one we fight with our sinful nature.
我们最大的敌人就是我们自己的罪。
The biggest enemy is our own sin.
所以保罗在罗马书里面说我真是苦啊，我该做的我不去做，我不要做的反而去做，谁能够拯救我这个必死的灵魂呢？
So Apostle Paul wrote about himself, what a wretch I am. Who can save me from this sinful nature? What I want to do, but I didn't. What I don't want to do, I did.
这是保罗的征战。
This is the struggle of Apostle Paul.
我相信也是我们每一个人的征战。
I think it's also our struggle.
这个问题是在哪里？
What's the problem? Like,
这个问题是在于我们对我们的罪纵容有多少。
It's really because how much we tolerate our sin.
Yeah, we tolerate, 这个是很重要。还有呢，我们究竟肯不肯放下我们的私欲。
In addition, if really we want to give up our sin.
假如我们纵容我们的罪，我们还不肯完完全全放弃我们的一些的欲望。
If we tolerate our sins and don't want to give up our evil desires,
那我们就是好像玩火一样。
Then we are like playing fire.
是箴言里面说，他说人若怀里踹火，衣服岂能不烧着吗？
Proverbs says,How man put fire into his lap without his clothing be burned?
这也是为什么耶稣在登山宝训给我们一个很严重的警告。
It's also the warning Jesus Christ gave us on the Sermon of the Mount.
他说我们要很果断地来对付我们的罪。
We should seriously fight with our sin.
所以他说假如眼睛让你犯罪，把它挖出来，把它扔掉。
If your eyes cause you sin, you have to gouge out your eyes.
假如你的手犯罪，把它砍掉。
If your arm cause you to sin, cut off
your arm. 好果断的来对付我们的罪。
We should very, very seriously to kill our sin.
这里是在保罗在罗马书第八章他说的。
This is what Apostle Paul wrote in Romans 8.
我忘记写的是八章十三节。
Romans 8:13.
他这里说：“你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。
For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。”必要活着，所以这个讲得很有道理。换句话说， 我们要在致死，要让罪致死我们以前，先把罪致死。
Before the sin kill us, we have to kill the sin.
John Piper, 他对这一节经节的解释，他说了一句话。那么用中文翻译，就是说我们要致死罪，否则的话，罪会致死我们。Be killing sin, or sin will kill us. 那我们每一天，他说的是每一天要这样子做。
We have to do this every day to kill the sin, otherwise sin will kill us.
那我们是不是每一天要致死我们的罪呢？
Do we really kill our sins every day?
当然我们要。
Of course we have to.
可是我们有没有？
But do we really need it?
我们有没有纵容我们的罪？
Have we really tolerated our sins?
所以这就是我们每一天的征战。
This is our struggle every day.
这就是第一个原因，我们为什么要打仗。
This is the first reason that we have to fight.
是为了我们的成圣。
For our sanctification.
第二点。
The second reason.
为了大使命。
For the Great Commission.
当耶稣差遣他的门徒出去传福音的时候，
When Jesus Christ sent out his disciples to preach the gospel，
他这里说得很清楚，他说他们出去就好像狼到羊到狼群里面。
He says I sent you as sheep in the midst of wolves，
所以你们要灵巧像蛇，顺良像鸽子，你们要防备人。
So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to the court.
因为魔鬼要随时随地的来阻挡我们的工作。
For the evil will stop you and stop your ministry anytime, any moment.
所以有很多人被带到公会里面受鞭打。
So some people were taken to court and flogged in a synagogue.
耶稣也说过一句话，他说：“你们要为我的名被众人恨恶。”
Jesus also said, "If people hate you because of my name."
唯有忍耐到底，必然得救。
By perseverance, you will.
我们有没有为基督受苦？
Have we suffered for Christ?
我们知道为基督受苦的人有多少？
Do we know how many people have suffered for Jesus Christ?
假如你们看那个殉道者声音的杂志的话，
If you place the magazine Mother of Voice of the Martyrs,
你会看到每一时每一刻每一天都有很多人为主受逼迫，受甚至于死。
You will see every day, every second, there are brothers and sisters persecuted because of Jesus Christ, even to the death.
我们在这里是享福的。
We are blessed.
保罗为基督受了多少苦？
How much Apostle Paul suffered for Jesus Christ?
保罗说他多受劳苦，多下监牢。
Paul said he suffered a lot and put into prison a lot too.
他被鞭打五次，棍打三次。
He was flogged five times and also be beaten three times.
他的船坏了，遇到风暴翻船，这里说是有三次，其实有四次。
In 2 Corinthians it says three times he suffered shipwreck, but actually it was four times.
他最后一次在 高大岛的轮船，他就上岸去了。
Last time was on the ship.And finally landing.
所以保罗说屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险， 同族的危险，外邦人的危险。
So Paul says, I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bondage, in danger from my own countrymen, and in danger from Gentiles.
我们实在是在美国的信徒实在是很蒙福，我们没有受到那么多的痛苦。
Christians in the U.S. are very blessed. We were not persecuted like this.
那么，是不是我们会躲避这些呢
？So we will escape for such suffering.
你要想看前几天在 Oregon 所发生的事。
If you know what happened in Oregon.
以前我们想象不到的，记不记得在 Oregon 发生的事
？We couldn't imagine what happened in Oregon.
一个人拿了枪问你是不是基督徒，你如果说是，他就把他打死。在以前我们想象不到的，在美国会发生这种，现在也发生了。
Before we couldn't imagine a man will hold a gun, ask somebody if you are Christian. If you are, they will kill you.
所以我们不要过得太安逸。
So we should not lose our alert.
那么。基督徒如何打仗
So how Christian soldiers should fight?
这里说要做刚强人
First we should be strong
他说我还有末了的话你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力做刚强人
Finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power
为什么保罗对以弗所的人讲这句话
Why Apostle Paul told Ephesians such things?
因为那个时候保罗已经被下在监狱了。
Because Paul already in the prison that time.
那么以弗所的信徒有些人已经比较气馁了。
Some Ephesians were very discouraged.
有的人已经丧胆了，也感到了畏惧，感到了消沉。
Some were very discouraged and fearful.
所以保罗这里勉励他们要做刚强人。
So Apostle wants to encourage them and let them be strong.
保罗当初叫提摩太出来跟他一起做基督精兵，共传福音，共受痛苦的时候，也跟提摩太讲过一句话。
When Apostle Paul askedTimothy to join him to preach the gospel. He also told Timothy one thing.
他说，神给我们的不是胆怯的心。
God did not give us a heart of timidity.
神给我们的是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
But a spirit of power of love and self-discipline.
那摩西死了以后。以色列人也是感到很丧胆。
After Moses died, the Israelites also felt discouraged.
他们的领袖多少年的领袖死了。
Their leaders for decades died.
所以在约书亚书，神向约书亚显现神说什么
？So in Joshua, what God told Joshua?
他告诉加书亚说：“你要只要刚强。”大大壮胆。
God told Joshua, be strong and be courageous and very courageous.
所以我们要刚强壮胆，要做刚强人。
So we need to be strong and courageous.
那么基督徒如何打仗
？So how should we fight?
我们谈到说是做刚强人。那么第二点呢，用福音来装备自己。
First, we need to be strong. Second, we need to be equipped with the gospel.
保罗以罗马军兵的武装来做比喻。
Paul used an analogy to Roman soldiers' armor.
教导我们要用福音来装备自己。
So we need to use the armor of the gospel to equip us.
所以在十四节这里说所以要站稳了用真理当作带子束腰 用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Verse 14 says, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place.
我以前在念这个经节的时候，
Before when I read such a verse,
我没有花很多时间思想。
I didn't think much.
为什么要用真理做带子束腰？为什么要用公义当作护心镜护胸？
Why should I use the belt of truth buckled around my waist? Why should I use the breastplate of righteousness in place?
礼拜五晚上我跟一些人谈天，他们也在查以弗所书，他们也在查这个经节。
On Friday night, I had a conversation with someone who were also studying Ephesians.
他们说这个没有一定的关系，大概都可以互相换着用。
They said it doesn't matter which piece to put where.
我想这个不会是对的看法。
I don't think so.
我们来思想一下。
Let us think about.
为什么我们要先要束腰？
Why should we buckle our waist first?
束腰的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of it?
束腰我们是要站得稳。
To gird our waist is to stand firm.
你打仗的人能不能站得不稳？
If you want fight, you should not stand weak.
魔鬼就希望我们不要站得稳。
The evil don't want us to stand firm.
魔鬼用各式各样的方法想要让我们对神的话语要怀疑。
The evil wants us to doubt God's word.
在创世纪里面，他跟夏娃说：“难道神真的这样说吗？”
In Genesis, Satan told asked Eve, "Did God really say?"
所以他让我们对神的话有怀疑。
So he wants us to doubt God's word.
我们如何能够站得稳，对神的话没有怀疑？
How can we stand firm without doubting God's word?
靠真理。
By God's truth.
对不对？所以要靠真理站得稳。
Yes, by God's truth.
要用公义当护心镜护胸。
Use the righteousness as breastplate.
表示要用公义来保护我们的生命。
So we can use our righteousness to protect us.
神有没有说要用公义来保护我们的生命？
Did God say righteousness will protect our life?
你假如看箴言，
If you look at Proverbs,
箴言里面常常把公义跟邪恶连在一起做对比。
In Proverbs, many places there is contact between righteousness and evil.
神的公义带给我们生命，神的公义带领我们走到生命的道上。
God's righteousness leads us to lifeLeads to the path God gave us.
邪恶带领我们到死亡。
Evil leads us to death.
所以我们要用神的公义护胸。
Therefore, we have to use God's righteousness to protect us.
假如我们的心脏停了，我们就死了。
If our hearts stop beating, we are dead.
所以我们的心里面要充满神的公义，而不要充满魔鬼的邪恶。
So our hearts are to filled by God's righteousness, not the evil from wicked.
这里又说，此外，又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
15 says, in addition to all this, take up the shield of faith.With which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
因为我们的信心，信德翻译成就是信心，我们的信心可以保护我们的全身。
Because our faith can protect our whole being.
靠信心可以得胜。
By faith, we can be victorious.
那么接下来，他又说，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Next, in verse 15, Apostle Paul says, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
为什么用平安的福音做鞋？
Why use the gospel of peace as our shoes?
我们在圣诞节的时候，我们常常说一句，讲一句经节。
In Christmas, we always say,
愿至高之处荣耀归于神，地上平安赐给他所喜爱的人。
In the highest, the glory to God, and on earth, the peace to his creation with mankind.
平安，耶稣带来的是平安的福音。
Jesus brings us peace.
耶稣带来的是把我们的路上一切阻扰我们都除掉了。
Jesus lead us the way, pave the way to God.
就好像施洗约翰要做基督的先锋。
Just like John the Baptist is the forerunner of God.
因为他是为耶稣预备主的道，修直他的路。
He prepared God's way and straightened God's way.
那么耶稣的平安的福音也为我们修了道，也为我们修直了路。
The gospel also prepares the way and prepares the way to God.
所以我们要用平安的福音穿上当鞋子来行走。
So we need face our feet with the readiness from the gospel of peace.
然后我们要戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Then we are to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God.
我们都要戴头盔。
We need to have our helmet.
你骑脚踏车要戴头盔。
When you ride your bicycle, you have to have your helmet.
你要假如play contact sport, 你要戴头盔。
If you want to play some sports for contact,
我常常想那些 football player 戴了那么大的头盔，身上也穿了那么多的运动装，怎么跑得动？
I always wonder with the helmet and so much clothing on their, on their body, how the football player can play.
现在大家都在研讨这个创伤头所得到的这个所谓的 brain damage 有多么的严重。
People were studying about the injury to the brain.
这个头象征我们整个的生命。
The head is our life, is a symbol.
在创世纪里面说什么？在创世纪里面说，魔鬼要伤害耶稣的脚跟，那耶稣要怎么样？要击伤魔鬼的什么头。
In Genesis, God said the enemy will strike Jesus' feet, but Jesus will hit the enemy's head.
所以要保护我们的头，就是保护我们的生命，保护我们的心思意念。
To protect our head is to protect our life and our mind and soul.
什么会给我们生命？
What can give us life?
救恩。
Salvation.
所以我们要戴上救恩的头盔。
So we have to have helmet of salvation.
那么到目前为止，我们所讲的护心镜、头盔、鞋子、缩腰，这些都是防卫用的。
So far, we have talked about helmet, breastplate, and belt, shoes. These are all for defense.
可是我们打仗要攻击。
But in war, we have to attack.
用什么攻击？
With what to attack?
耶稣怎么样攻击魔鬼？
How Jesus attacked the enemy?
用神的话。
With God's word.
神的道像个两刃的剑，我们今天主日学也谈到了。
God's word like double-edged sword.
神的话是我们最好的武器。
God's word is the best weapon we can have.
所以我们 要装备好。
So we better be well equipped.
打仗的人要不要受训练？
Should the soldiers be trained?
要受训练。
Yes.
有多少人在这里当过兵的？
How many of you have been soldiers in the army?
大概都是台湾来的。
Mainly from.
我们都当过兵的。我们都受过一年的训练，人家当兵受好几年的训练。我们要保持身体健康，要不要运动？
To be healthy, should we work out?
我们每天去外看到很多弟兄姐妹也在那边。
Many people I saw, they do.
我们要为 physical fitness, 身体的健康是吧？要运动。
We work for physical health.
How about spiritual fitness?
那我们灵命呢？
我们有没有训练？
Have we trained ourselves?
我们也要有灵命的训练。
We should as well.
我们就靠灵性。
We need devotion.
我们在神的话语里面扎根。
Be rooted in God's word.
那么这是我们的准备。
It's our preparation.
那么接下来我们看，我们做刚强人，我们用福音装备，我们要依靠主彼此代求，我们要依靠主。
We need lean on God and pray for one another.
我们要依靠主，我们请求主的能力来帮我们打仗。
We need rely on God and ask God to fight.
神要我们用他的能力打仗。
God asked us to use His.
神不要我们用我们自己的能力打仗。
Not to fight with our own strength.
记不记得士师记里面记载，基遍出去跟米甸人打仗。
Do you remember Gideon in Judges?
米甸人有190,000的人军队。
Gideon has 190,000 soldiers.
米甸的基甸的带领的人是290,000，250,000，好像是。
Gideon led 290,000。
神说太多了。
God said too many.
去掉20,000人吧。
Decreased by 20,000。
后来他们说还是太，神说还是太多了。
God said again, it's too many.
到最后变成多少？
In the end, how many?
有没有记得？3,000。
Only 3,000.
为什么神用3,000人去打190,000人？
Why God want to use 3,000 to fight with those 190,000 soldiers?
免神说免得以色列的人向我夸口。
So that no Israelites.Will boast before me.
说我们自己救了我们。
We saved ourselves.
我们不要在神面前夸口，我们要靠神的力量，我们要求神。
We should not boast for our own strength, but we should rely on God's strength.
其实我还应该讲一句话，我刚刚没有想到，我现在才想到，我们靠自己办不到。
By ourselves, we could not succeed.
我们打不过敌，抵挡不过魔鬼。
We'll be defeated by.
我们每一天都在要除罪，不是一件容易的。我们都知道苦，像保罗一样的苦。
We know it's very challenging.
所以我们要祷告，我们要依靠主。
So we have to pray and rely on God.
所以，为什么我们要祷告？
Why should we pray?
祷告，耶稣在登山宝训里面教导过我们。
Jesus taught us about teaching, about praying.
他说，你们求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Jesus said, ask, you will receive. Seek, you will find, and knock.Door will be open.
他这里不是强调要祷告。
It's not emphasized prayer.
记不记得上个月还是两个月以前，马牧师在这里讲这个？ 经节。
Do you remember Reverend Mark taught us these verses of a couple months ago?
他说耶稣在这里要我们借着祷告与神建立一个关亲密的关系。
He told us through prayer we have to establish a personal relationship with God.
重要的是我们要跟神有一个密切的关系。
What's important is our relationship with God.
借着祷告跟神有关系。
Through prayer, we can have such a relationship.
借着祷告把自己交托给神。
Through prayer, we submit ourselves to God.
那么神也就把他自己给我们。
At the same time, God will entrust himself to us.
雅各书说的你们只要亲近神，神就必定亲近你们。
In James, it says, if you draw near to God, God will draw near to you.
C.S. Lewis 也讲过一句话。
Also, C.S. Lewis says,
他用英文讲的是 In worship, God will impart himself to us. 翻译成中文我们在崇拜神我们在向神祷告的时候神就把他自己给了我们这是多么好的应许这就是我们要祷告我们要跟神有一个关系借着祷告我们可以有神的生命在我们里面
What a wonderful promise through prayer we can have life we can have such intimate relationship with God
所以保罗也在这里他提醒门徒们要有非常经常继续不断的警惕性的祷告。
Here Apostle Paul reminds us we have to have constant prayer with thanksgiving.
借着祷告我们可以彼此也帮助不但有神的生命我们彼此也连在一起。
Through prayer.We are connected with one another.
所以保罗在哥林书信里，哥林多书信说，一个弟兄有受苦，大家都受苦；一个弟兄有喜乐，大家都有喜乐。
In Corinthians, Apostle Paul wrote, "If one body suffers, the whole body will suffer. If one brother suffers, the whole church suffers."
那保罗在最后，他要人也为他祷告。
In the end, Apostle Paul asked.The church to pray for himself.
因为这样可以使他得着口才，能够放胆讲明福音的奥秘，去面对了那些控告他、要审判他的。
Through prayer, so he can have the boldness, the right words to preach the gospel and to fight for the persecution of the enemy system.
所以，我们作战要刚强。
So we have to be strong and courageous in.
我们要用神的话语来装备我们。
We have to use God's words to fight.
我们要借着祷告亲近神。
Through prayer, come close to God.
借着祷告彼此互相帮助。
Through prayer, to build up one another.
我们很感谢主，我们跑天路的过程不是孤单的。
We are thankful that in the journey to God, we are not alone.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你宝贵的教导。
Thank you, God the Father. We are very grateful for your teaching.
的的确确是我们内有情欲，外有恶魔。
Truly, truly, we have the sinful desire inside and the evil outside.
我们已经得救了
We are saved.
但是我们仍然要在成圣的过程中成长
But we still need to grow in our sanctification.
我们的成长是每一天的征战
Our growth is a struggle every day.
让我们真是每一天尽可能的靠着你的能力来除去我们的罪
Help us.To fight the sinful nature by your strength.
天父，我们也感谢你。我们不但有你的话语，你也赐给我们很多的弟兄姐妹。
Thank you, Father. Not only we have your words, but also you bless us with brothers and sisters.
让我们大家一同并肩作战。
so we can fight with one another.
我们这样子祷告祈求感谢是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray, thank, and everything.
谢谢。